Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker, of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the same thing that we've been talking about all year, except for it's a new budget season. The governor has delivered a budget address, his second budget address. Talk to us about what he's asking for this time, what he said and how he said it, and where this leads.
Yes. Earlier this week, we convened a joint House-Senate session on the floor of the House of Representatives for the governor to come in and make his annual budget appeal and request. The governor this week renewed his call for a significant, substantial tax increase again in the state's personal income tax as part of his annual budget proposal. That 11% tax increase would actually be retroactive to January 1 of 2016, along with several others that would amount to an annual tax hike of about $2.7 billion. The additional taxes would include an expansion of the sales tax, a new tax on homeowners' fire, property, and casualty insurance, a new 6.5% severance tax on natural gas drilling, and a $1 more per pack cigarette tax, among several other taxes. Altogether, 15 new taxes the governor has proposed. The $33.3 billion budget proposal by the governor is nearly 8% higher than the previous plan, which he partially signed into law. And many people still don't think we have a state budget, but we in fact do. The governor signed a state budget into law on December 29th. Notwithstanding, a line item vetoed 13% of the budget, or about $6 billion. The other 87% of the budget was signed into law. Many of us are continuing to stand up for our taxpayers and believe that these massive tax increases and spending proposals is not the right direction for Pennsylvania. We need a fiscally responsible and sustainable budget, and the proposal currently before us will need much work, bipartisan support, and hopefully we can reach an agreement before the second budget proposal is due by June 30th. In addition, the 2015-16 budget remains incomplete as we need to address the remainder 13% of the line item vetoes that the governor made with respect to education funding. I was shocked when he line item vetoed and cut billions of dollars in education funding, critical health and human services funding, agriculture and corrections funding, and we need to resolve those issues as quickly as possible.
Another thing that happened this week, Representative Baker, was the beginning of the process of examining what happened with Attorney General Kathleen Kane, what she really did and did not do. Talk to us about what the House did this week.
Yes, very quickly, the House this week voted to begin an investigation into the conduct of Attorney General Kathleen Kane, who is currently facing several criminal charges stemming from her alleged actions while being the state's chief law enforcement officer. The resolution directs the House Judiciary Committee Subcommittee on Courts to conduct a fair and impartial investigation to determine whether or not the House should begin impeachment proceedings. If the House would vote to bring articles of impeachment against Kane, a public trial would be held by the Senate. That chamber would need a two-thirds vote to convict and remove her from office. The Pennsylvania Constitution states that the House of Representatives can investigate whether inappropriate conduct by public officials, including the Attorney General, merits impeachment.
Representative Baker, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.